A Little Story About Missing from Tom Terhen. The Squirrel and the Ants. One early morning, the ant knocked on the squirrel's door.
"What a pleasure to see you," said the squirrel.
"But it's not what I came for," said the ants.
"But you will have some syrup, won't you?"
"Well, okay, but just a bit then."
With his mouth full of syrup, the ant explained the reason for his visit.
"We have to stop seeing each other for a while," he said.
"What for?"
asked the squirrel in surprise.
He actually enjoyed the ant's surprise visits quite a lot. With his mouth full of porridge, he stared at the ant with large, questioning eyes.
"To find out if we will actually miss each other," explained the ant.
"Miss each other?" asked the squirrel.
"You know what it means to miss someone, don't you?" answered the ant.
"No," said the squirrel.
"Missing is something that you feel if something is no longer there."
"What do you feel then?"
"Well, that's exactly the point."
"So that means we'll miss each other," said the squirrel sadly.
"No," said the ant.
"We could also simply forget about each other."
"Forget? Never!" cried the squirrel.
"Come now," said the ant.
"Don't shoot so loud."
The squirrel held his head in his hands.
"I'll never forget you," he said softly.
"Well, okay," said the ant.
"But that's what we have to find out.
Goodbye then."
And then, very suddenly, he put his foot out the door and slipped along the trunk of the beech tree down to the ground.
The squirrel immediately began to miss him.
"My dear ant, I already miss you,"
he called out, his voice echoing between trees.
"That's not yet possible," said the ant.
"I'm not even gone yet."
"But it's really true," called the squirrel.
"Just have a bit of patience and wait a while," said the ant. And his voice receded into the distance.
The squirrel sighed and decided to wait. But he missed the ant more and more. At times, he was able to focus his thoughts on hazelnut butter or the beetle's birthday that evening. But then he always ended up missing the ant again. When afternoon came, he couldn't stand it any longer and decided to go outside. But before he had even taken 3 steps, he came across the ant, tired and sweating, but satisfied.
"You're right," said the ant. "I miss you too. And I haven't forgotten you."
"I told you so," said the squirrel.
"Yes," said the ant. And with their arms over each other's shoulders, they walked to the river to look at the glimmering of the waves.